The song is called Smells Like Teen Spirit.
As Nirvana got together to start writing what would become their album Nevermind, Kurt Cobain wanted to take their songs in a new direction. Their previous album, Bleach, he thought was too raw and punkish, and as a Beatles fan, he wanted to write more simple, catchy, and melodic.
It seemed like a really challenging idea at the time because we were playing punk rock underground clubs, and we thought it would be really funny to test that out on those kind of people to see if they would be able to swallow more of a clean pop, you know, sound and see if we can get away with it.
That's Kurt reminiscing about those days in a 1993 MTV interview. But even as he expressed a desire to try a more poppy sound, Kurt knew they still needed to sound like Nirvana and keep that heavy element.
In the chorus, we double tracked. They wanted to make it sound more powerful.
I feel stupid and contagious. Here we are.
And he was great at double tracking. He would just run down a take and do another take, and they always locked up really, really well.
That's Nevermind producer Butch Vig in the Classic Albums series from 2005. Butch got back in the recording studio to show off the individual tracks of the songs on the album. With Nevermind, Kurt wanted to move towards a more dynamic sound, but later admitted the kids at their shows still wanted the big, simple, and brash guitars. Smells Like Teen Spirit is an example where he caved to that pressure a little bit.
Basically copped the vocal melody. Instead of trying to come up with something punky or frantic or strangled guitar like he usually did, he just copped the exact vocal melody, and it works really well.
Teen Spirit wasn't just Nirvana's signature song, it was the anthem for an entire generation. And a main reason for that success is the raw emotion coming out of Kurt.
You can hear his voice now in the last chorus. It's starting to get pretty shot. He's been going so hard through the song, pushing so hard. Sounds like his vocal cords are starting to come right out of his throat. Especially when he gets to a denial. It's pretty powerful sounding.